Welcome to Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. There is nothing more frustrating for a home gardener than to see the fruits of their labor lost to diseases and pests. Diseases occur when environmental conditions are suitable for pathogens to develop on a susceptible host. Though the past few months have been a very pleasant spring, the warm days and cool nights have contributed greatly to the development and the spread of many diseases that can attack our vegetables growing in our home gardens. Some pathogens attack a wide variety of plants, whereas others attack only specific plants. Additionally, some pathogens can attack all parts of the plants, whereas others only attack certain sections of a plant. If you have vegetables growing in your garden which are part of the cucurbit family, these are vegetables such as cucumbers, squash, zucchini, and our melons, then you might have noticed some discoloration or fuzzy white material growing on your leaves and beginning to spread. Two types of mildews affect vegetables. There's the downy mildew and powdery mildew. Powdery mildew predominates during hot, dry, warm weather, whereas downy mildews thrive during cool, wet periods. Powdery mildew will have white, powdery spots develop on both sides of the leaf surface and expand as the infection grows. The leaves will eventually turn yellow or brown and fall off, exposing the plant or the fruit to sunburn. In some cases, powdery mildew will cause the leaves or shoots to become twisted or distorted. On the other hand, downy mildew causes light green to yellow, angular spots on the top surface of the foliage. A white, fluffy growth of disease will begin to appear on the lower side of these angular spots. Over time, these lesions turn brown and dry up. Downy mildew progresses from the older leaves, moving up the plant to the younger leaves. Over time, severely infected leaves will die and fall off the plant. On rare occasions, the pathogen can become systemic, causing dark discoloration of stem tissues. Both types of mildews can be managed successfully by planting resistant varieties in areas of the garden with full sun and good air movement. Plants can also be protected with synthetic chemicals or biopesticides. As with most disease and insect control, prevention is the best method of control. Many cultural methods can help to prevent these diseases from beginning, such as planting in full sun. This will help to dry the leaf surface off quickly as to not spread the disease through water droplets sitting on the surface of the foliage. Be sure to keep the garden well mulched as well as properly spaced. Properly spacing plants will allow sunlight and airflow through the crop to help dry out that foliage. Be sure to avoid watering in the evening. Setting an irrigation time for early in the morning or setting out the hose and sprinkler the evening before so you only have to turn on the spigot in the morning are great ways to get water to the garden early in the morning. Over-fertilization can also cause an outbreak of both powdery and downy mildew. Instead of using a granulated, fast-release fertilizer in the garden, consider using a slow-release product. Slow-release fertilizers come in many forms, such as composts, manures, resin-coated fertilizers such as Osmocote. Lastly, if you do need to spray a fungicide, use a product containing chloranthanil. This is a great product for both powdery mildew and downy mildew. If you're unable to determine whether you have downy or powdery mildew, or maybe some other diseases that are attacking your vegetables, consider submitting a sample of the infected area to the LSU Ag Center Plant Diagnostic Center. Information on how to submit a sample, the forms needed, and the diagnostic fees are located on the LSU Ag Center's website at lsuagcenter.com. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.